So as the slide says, I'm Pranam Lashkari. I work for Collabora, and I'm going to demonstrate and show some of the things we have improved on the comments in last year. So no comments, please, for now. So it all started with someone wanted to type comment and simultaneously want to go and do some other stuff in some other tab and other windows. So what Collabora used to do is when you switch a window, we automatically saved your comments. So your data does not get lost, just in case if you accidentally close your tab or something. So someone just wanted to keep it editing. So we were like, okay, we can do it. So in first iteration, we did it. We just stopped saving and we kept editing on and on. But then the question came, someone raised a question, what if they just forget to save it and just close the tab? That comment will be lost, the data is lost. So we have to think on behalf of users sometimes. So we did. So we tried to auto-save comment. So the first approach was the simplest one. So we wanted to auto-save. So how Collabora comments work is when you type something and Collabora creates a dummy element first. So user can type into it, and then later on when user presses the save button, it goes to the server, to the core, and then core sends the entire comment element, and then we render the HTML for it. So my first idea was that we just keep the dummy element we used for the comment insertion for the user to as it is, and we just ignore the thing core or the server sends us. But that makes us juggle two things at the same time. So what core sends us, we have to get those data from that, and then we have to re-render and reposition all the comments which is existing. And some of them can be dummy comments, which were not supposed to be there, were supposed to be deleted once server sends us the real comments. But if I keep juggling this like this, at some point, I'm going to drop the comments and the game is over, which is not the ideal case. And if I do this, it is going to cause some cascading effect, and I just keep fixing the bugs. So this approach never came into existence because someone already pointed it when I was thinking it. So this never happened to me, fortunately. So second approach was we removed some of the animation of comments insertion so that when server sends us the new comment, we just sneakily replace that with the original comment and get into the edit mode very quickly. So that's how the auto-saved comment, you will never realize that old element was replaced with new element and all the stuff like that, because auto-saved was only triggered when you switch the window. So this, all these things happen in the background, so you never realize this thing happened. And on the other hand, we also made some improvements when you have replies in the comments, like a thread, and your window is small. Let's say you are working with the sidebar open in a small window or vertical monitor, then what happens if auto-save is triggered and the comments are collapsed? So you get this kind of icon where you can know exactly which thread was in the progress of editing comments. The next improvement we did is, let's say you have a few comments and you started track changes and show changes, and you deleted the comment. So the deleted comment and the normal comments were not separated. So you get now this a little bit of faded comment now when you delete the comment and you are also tracking it. So you can see the difference. This is the full comment, real comment, and this is a little bit dim. Apart from that, we also implemented now mentions. So if your system supports multiple user and all, earlier you could just mention everything in the document, but now when you start typing name starting with @, you can see other names popping up in the suggestions as autocomplete. Apart from that, another thing is, if just in case, if you have very huge comments and there is no space, earlier you were always displayed in a small size comment. Even if the text is big, you have to scroll the comments. But now, just in case, if there is enough space, or you click on this comment, it will be expanded to show you everything in the comment, up to certain extent, obviously. And apart from this, we have done a few other improvements regarding comments. As you can see, one of my favorites are when earlier the recent one is it's kind of improvement for inconvenience. Let's say earlier when you are editing a comment and you switch a window, by default we force user to again focus on the document. So if you switch window and come back and start typing, automatically you'd start typing in the document. But now that is changed. Now the focus stays where it was earlier. If you're typing in the document, it stays there. If you're typing in the comments, you can immediately start typing in the comments again. And other things. And these are all the people who have worked recently on the comments. And that's it. Thank you.